For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Anthony Slater was on the morning roast today, and I thought had some really interesting things to say. And let's start with this, because I do think this is where a lot of people's heads are right now, which is you want to look at a game one win on the road and just go, all right, this thing's cooked. And I know, like Steiny called me the most disrespectful host of all of us here at 95.7 The Game.
Facts.
In terms of, well... Just let me finish. I'm not just the most disrespectful host.
I thought he meant in general.
With regard to the Rockets.
Okay, sorry, my
fault.
With
regard to the Rockets. And I'll wear that label. I have no problem with that. It's just a prediction. And we get things wrong all the time. We get things right all the time, whatever. I might be wrong on this one, too. But it's not a reaction to game one, because I kind of felt this before game one, which is that this matchup... It favors the Warriors. I don't really know. I mean, you love doing your deep dive. Dibs has been doing a lot of history stuff lately. I mean, teams that are centered around a group of 22-year-olds, you don't advance in the playoffs. It's very rare.
You advance, but you don't go deep usually.
How often do you even advance? I mean, they're not young. They're very, very young. You can Van Vliet and Dylan Brooks me all you want. The people who are going to score the basketball and decide this series are all 22. You lose almost all the time. And that's it's a compliment to where they are, that they are in this seed and this spot at this age. But to advance over people who, like, literally are almost like the basketball matrix with their brains is just so incredibly difficult. So it's too early for all of this, but that's kind of the thing. I think a lot of people are asking, is it too early to start feeling like the Warriors have some sense of control of this series? So underrating the Rockets, overrating the Rockets, listen to what Slates had to say.
Yeah, I mean, look, their problem was their half-court offense, 21st ranked in the league this year. They're a terror in transition. They do, 22 offensive rebounds is a lot, but that's not outrageous for the Rockets. You know, they were easily the top offensive rebounding team in the league this year, so they're going to keep doing that. They didn't turn the Warriors over enough, at least live ball-wise, right? A lot of the Warriors turnovers were just like pass out of bounds or some stuff like that. And even when they did turn them over, their lack of offense didn't allow them to take advantage of it. But, the Warriors still are struggling to score against the Rockets. That's two straight games. They haven't got to 100 points themselves. So depends on, I mean, I guess the whole, are people now underestimating them? I mean, if you just think it's going to be an easy sweep and game two is going to be just like game one, yes, you probably are underestimating them. But I think what you should have been concerned about on the Houston side entering the series, and what, honestly, talking to Warriors people, made them confident, was confirmed in game one. Half-court offense is a problem. No star scorers on the perimeter. Jalen Green, Fred VanVleet, inefficient, and they win 95-85.
Yeah. What he said there at the end to me is what I'm going to bed with tonight, which is that this is why I don't feel like reacting to game one is just reacting to one game. I hope everyone heard what Slates just said there at the end. What we're not reacting to one game. We're reacting to one game that confirmed what the whole season told us. Houston's not good in the half court. The Warriors are a very good half court defensive team. If the Warriors cannot turn the ball over and get you in the half court, the Rockets are very limited in how they can beat you. And so we watched that all year long. And when you see it already in game one, which often that offers the best effort for the home team. They come out, the energy in the building is tremendous. You're rested and you, bam, you give someone your best shot. And it turned into 85 points.
Yep.
Good God, how can you not be optimistic?
Especially when you have 22 offensive rebounds and it turns into 22 offensive points. So you only got 22 out of 22 offensive rebounds, and a lot of that was Steven Adams, and we're going to throw it out to Van Vliet, who isn't going to make it, and Green had a very bad shooting night as well. So you're at home, and younger players should be better at home. That's why I think game two might be a bounce back. We'll find out tomorrow if that's actually the case. And maybe Ime Udoka sees what we all saw, which is, God, we have no shooting. And maybe he goes to other players on his bench who can actually shoot better than the guys he's putting out there.
Wouldn't that give you Avery Johnson vibes, though?
Not I know they're really.
I know they're not the one seed and all that, and they're young. But if I'm Udoka and I lose one basketball game, the two seed, 52 wins, and then I'm out here reaching for people who didn't even crack my rotation in game one, feels a little bit like a panic.
Well, not quite. Depends on how much you lean on it. And Avery Johnson changed his starting lineup. And if I'm Ime Udoka and I look at what I put out there and I look at what I got out of them, which is 39% from the floor and 21% from three. And if this game is going to be more of a half court game, well, then I need to have somebody who can be better in the half court. Aaron Holiday is a guy who had a good game against the Warriors earlier this season in a game that, you know, the Rockets were, they didn't win it, but he had 25. In a game that the Warriors won 105-98.
But you know why that happened.
It's because they sat everybody.
They sat everybody in the second
half. Van Vliet didn't play, and they shut down the starters, but he's at least a guy who was able to get something going. Jock Landale can shoot the ball. Reed Sheppard can shoot the ball. So if you want to get this into a half-court game, maybe you turn away from the big guy, Steven Adams, and maybe you turn to somebody who can actually knock down a three.
See, my bet is Udoka does something with the people who are already on the floor that at least attempts to look a lot more like what we saw in the home game against the Rockets a couple of weeks ago. I think what he does is he tells his guys, look, I just want you to hound them. I want you to go crazy. I want you to put every bit of your energy on the defensive end into causing turnovers. Wreak havoc. And if that means you get called for a couple fouls, then you get called for a couple fouls. But beat them up, push them around, grab them, do everything, create turnovers, see if you can frustrate them and get us the ball going in transition. Because that's what you just heard Slate say. They're a nightmare in transition. They're fast, they're young, they're long, and they're finishers. And everything that they do well is around the rim, as we've already established. They do not shoot the ball well from outside. So the second they're running down the floor and the Warriors are back on defense ready for them and they pull it back out and set up their offense, that's already a win. That's a win for Golden State the second that the Rockets do that. So I would imagine at home and only game two, even though it's a desperate game, I'd be really surprised if he turned to people who are deep on his bench, person 9, 10, 11, and 12, to see if he could go win what is, in effect, the biggest game of their year.
It's a big game, and I'm not saying you go to all of them, but you may want to spot somebody who could actually knock down a shot.
Maybe.
And, you know, you mentioned the game where they beat the Warriors here in Golden State, and Dylan Brooks was 10 of 13. And that was from the floor, and I know from three, he was like 3 of 7. I have it here, and, you know, he wasn't spectacular, but he was pretty good. But overall, he was really good. He was 3 of 4 from 3. As a team, they were 10 for 30, which is not great. It's actually a little bit worse than what they normally are, but they were able to get, like you said, a lot of points in transition. Dylan Brooks, Jalen Green was 9 of 19. Amen Thompson was the Steph stopper.
Yep.
Curry only got 3 points. Yep. And so that game is a wild anomaly. Curry doesn't have a lot of those games in his 1,000-game registry in the association. So you could try and do that. And I think they probably will. But I do think that there's room for them to go and bring in Shepherd or somebody else who can actually shoot the ball.
Be interesting. It'll be interesting. If I'm the Warriors, and we'll ask Steve about this coming up in 15 minutes. Steve Kerr on with us live here on Willard and Dibbs in 95.7 The Game. I'll ask him what adjustments he expects the Rockets to make, because the Warriors are no dummy. They've been through these playoff series, and they understand that when one punch gets thrown, the counterpunch comes. I wonder what he thinks the counterpunch is going to be. And in this particular case, it might actually be a punch.
Nice.
It might. It might. Like, that's what they did when they beat the Warriors. They just made it an absolute...
Well, they didn't punch anybody.
No, but they, you know what I mean. Yeah. Figuratively.
Okay.
Not literally. Like, they made it. They made it like you like to call it, a rock fight. And I know that the other night was a little bit of a rock fight, which is kind of the problem for the Rockets. I see the Warriors as a team that can win multiple styles of basketball games. They can run with you. Look at what they've done when they've played Memphis in big games recently. They did it twice, the play-in game and the start of the gauntlet in Memphis, both of them pretty high-scoring basketball games. They'll run with Memphis. They beat them at their own game. Then they'll come to Houston and win a game where the over-under can be 185 and the under wins. You know what I mean? Like that. That's the mark of, I think, a really dangerous team. And so they can do it multiple ways, and that's the equation that Udoka needs to solve. But I would expect the Rockets to have full energy, and for them, that means all the physicality they can bring. And so all eyes on you tomorrow night, actually, when you announce the officials' assignment, because I think this is a game for them. I really want to see what kind of tone they set, and I would predict, especially if the Rockets win, there's going to be all of those NBA conspiracy comments,
of course,
the next morning, because people think that the NBA wants a longer series with more games.
And that comes out tomorrow at 6 a.m. You can go to NBA ref assignments. Just Google that and it will populate, and you can see exactly what's going to come. I'll tell you this, the over-under is 203.5. 203.5,
yep.
Which, and I credit Evan Giddings on the pregame with Mark Grandy on Sunday. Evan was like, because Grandy said, all right, time for the pick. And Evan's like, I like the under.
Under.
And I was like, damn. And I think that the under in that game was 210, or it was higher than 203.5 for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was 213.5.
Even that high. Wow. Yeah.
Not the lowest over under of the playoff games won. I think the Celtics Magic over under was 205.
And the Celtics Magic tomorrow is 197.5.
There you go. So, look at that.
Sub 200?
Yeah.
Sub 200.
Wow.
The Magic can't score even more than the Rockets can't score. They can't score.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And what? By the way, what was the final score of that Boston-Orlando game one?
It was 103.86.
There you go.
189 total.
The under hits.
Yeah.
The under hits.
A lot of unders.
Yeah.
Thunder Grizzlies, 211 total, under.
Oklahoma City will score that much by themselves.
They had 131 and that game went under, which I always have said, and whatever, fade the Dibbers, ha ha ha, but blowouts tend to go under, like super blowouts, because the one team.
Because the other team leaves.
Right, and they can't score to begin with.
By the way, going back to that, because I know that game's tipping off. Is that the 4 o'clock game or the 4:30 game? I know we
tomorrow?
Got... Tomorrow? No, tonight.
Bucks-Pacers tonight at
Bucks
4.
Bucks-Pacers starts in 12 minutes.
Grizzlies-Thunder at 4:30.
They start at 4:30.
Yeah.
So we'll watch Bucks-Pacers with Steve Kerr. That'll be fun. But anyway, the Grizzlies, they are much... I know you said they only had one night off, but you're right, it was a Sunday morning game, number one. And number two, they didn't play in the fourth quarter. Like, they did not play a lot of minutes in that basketball game. So I do. You're going to get a better Grizzly effort tonight. I don't think it'll be enough. I don't think it'll be enough at all. But yeah, the over-under stuff is interesting, because I do think the Warriors can win multiple styles. But if the refs, if you get a really physical game and you get refs who want to keep it under control, the quickest way to hit an over is for both teams to start parading to the free throw line. And I think that there will be more free throws in game two than there was in game one. Because it was still kind of a below average free throw night, was it not?
I believe so.
For the whole game.
Yeah, the Warriors shot 14 and the Rockets shot 20. So 34 total is a little bit below the average.
Didn't you say the average is high 30s?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take the over on that tomorrow night. Yeah. I'll take the over 38.5 on free throws attempted in the game.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that the Rockets will win as a result.
No.
And I go back to the first game of the year where the Warriors shot 50 free throws. The Rockets shot 24, and the Warriors won in overtime. The Rockets are a bad free throw shooting team.
They're just a bad shooting team.
So let's see.
I don't care where the hell they're shooting.
Look at the thumbnail sketch of the Rockets. Yeah. They're not good at shooting the three. They're okay at shooting the two, and they're not good at shooting free throws. They're really good at defending, and
they're good in transition.
And they're great at rebounding.
And they're great at rebounding.
Right. So
great at rebounding.
And they're used to rebounding because they don't make a lot of shots. And I guess you get a lot of offensive rebounds when you miss a lot of shots.
It's actually a funny.
Wouldn't that make sense?
Yes, it would. Yes.
And when you miss them terribly, like, air balls.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the barely tick iron.
Balls are flying out. Yeah. What'd you have, Grandy?
The Rockets have scored 93 points or fewer 4 times this year, if you include the playoffs. 3 of them versus the Warriors.
Ooh. Mm.
Yep.
Yeah. They've scored.
That's interesting.
They're 1-2 in those games.
Yes, they won one of them, 91-90.
And the only one they won was...
A game they won.
And they've played the Warriors...
It was a game they won, yes.
They played the Warriors 6 times this year. The Warriors have held them under 104 of those 6 times.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Including game one.
I thought you said that they only did it 3 times.
Well, that's 93 or fewer.
Oh, 93
they've
or fewer.
They've done that 4 times this year. The Warriors have been the opponent 3 of those 4 times. The other was the Boston Celtics.
So what does that tell you?
But they've scored under 100 versus the Warriors in 4 of the 6 matchups versus the Warriors.
What does that tell you?
The Warriors have the answer to their offense. The
Warriors, okay. You say, what does that tell you?
It tells me that the Warriors are a really good defense, and Houston struggles against really good defenses. So if the Warriors are even decent on their offensive game, they're going to win. And if you look at these games that Grandy's referencing, the 91-90 game, the Warriors shot 44% from the field, and they had 22 turnovers. You lose, Warriors.
Yeah.
But you only lost by one.
By one. And again, it was the play that drove Steve Kerr nuts. The foul on the scramble 80 feet from the basket. The Warriors were up by one with 2 seconds left to go, and they gave a couple of free throws to Houston for diving on the floor on the other side of the court. Whether it was a foul or not, not the point. They usually do not make that call.
Yeah, especially when he's clearly asking for timeout. Exactly. It's just so much easier to give him the timeout. But
tell you what, though, when you say the Warriors are a really good defensive team, the couple of the games we're referencing was when the Warriors were not a very good defensive team. The Warriors are a top five defensive team once Jimmy Butler arrived. They weren't before that. They were very, very early in the season, and I know some of their games against the Rockets were very early in the season, but through that run of kind of December and January, the Warriors were not a great defensive team, yet largely they were able to hold the Rockets at least down around 100. Even the game where the Rockets came charging back, like, the numbers are skewed because it went to overtime.
Yep.
Like, whatever it is, and maybe this is why all the Warriors, I don't know if you've all noticed this, the Warriors coaches and players, they kind of got a Cheshire Cat look to them right now. And I can tell they're trying to hide it, but you can't hide it 24 hours a day. And for those of you who don't know what I'm referencing, dude, they look like the cat who ate the canary. They know, it's as if they know they're winning this series and they just don't want to tell anybody because you're not supposed to say that out loud. But when Moses Moody is on our air being like, essentially indicating we're the better team, I thought Steve Kerr last week, when he started referencing what's going to happen in round one and then round two and then round three, I was like, wow. And he made that comment, we know we have what we need now. With 4 days rest, we know we have what we need to win this series. He wasn't predicting, they weren't being cocky, but the Warrior confidence, they can't bottle it up. It's just oozing out of them right now in this particular series. So maybe they do have whatever the elixir is to the Houston Rockets.
Well, I do think that, unless, you know, you have a Houston team that somehow comes up with something that they haven't had very often, which is an offensive hot night. And you mentioned the game where they came storming back. The first time these teams met, they were down by 31 late in the second quarter, 71-40. And in the second half, Houston shot 57% from the floor. The Warriors shot 36%. All of a sudden, Houston's got a one-point lead. There was no Curry in that game. And Houston, in the second half, went on one of those heaters where they were awesome. The Warriors could not score. And all of a sudden, 18 became 14, which became 9. And oh my goodness, now we've got a ball game.
Yeah.
And it took overtime to win it. But it took Houston having an otherworldly half just to get back into that game. And they still lost.
Hmm.
And they lost.
Maybe it will be a sweep.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I was just trying to take people off.
Yeah. I mean, I'm here for it.
I mean, maybe. I do think that the Warriors
stand
will
on it.
Yeah, no, you win tomorrow night and this thing's going to be fast.
Stand on what you say.
I just
stand on what you do.
Well, you can't see what I'm doing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.